I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Opera presents Puccini's classic opera, The Girl of the Golden West, on March 14th and 16th at the Holt Center in Eugene, starring the Metropolitan Opera's Emily Pulley as the well-armed saloon owner Minnie. The opera is set in the Gold Rush era and is part of a larger citywide celebration of the women of the pioneer American West, which includes art exhibits running through the end of March and a talk on March 14th at the UO. Emily Pulley joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
I'm very happy to be here.
For those who've not seen Puccini's classic opera, describe the Wild West tale that Minnie finds herself in just a bit.
Well, it's a classic love triangle. You have the sheriff, Jack Rance, who's in love with Minnie. She owns a saloon called the Polka. She is sort of the bright spot in a very dark existence for a lot of these miners. And she's their teacher, their sister, their mother, their friend. But she is holding out for true love. She really wants to find a love like her parents had back in Soledad. That's her first aria. She sings about seeing her father and mother in the tavern, and she'd hide under the table and she'd see her mother playing footsie with her dad under the table, and she's like, now that's true love, playing footsie under the faro table. So she's really holding out for the love of her life, and she's met a mysterious stranger on the road to Monterey. And she'd always hoped to see him again, but she hadn't seen him until he comes wandering into her saloon. And, of course, she's very, very excited to be reunited with him. The sheriff is not so excited. So more is revealed about this mysterious man. It's a true spaghetti western, and the score is just so cinematic.
Let's talk a little bit more about the score. To me, it's an interesting juxtaposition to have the American Wild West with an Italian score and music and making it one. How does the music help integrate those two?
Oh, my gosh. The great thing about Puccini is all you really have to do as a performer is to listen to what's in the score. It tells you where to go, how to act. All of the emotion is in there. And I think that's one of the great things about those wonderful movie scores that we're all so familiar with. It captures the great open space of the West. It's amazing for Puccini, who had never been out there, to somehow grasp that so clearly. And of course, you realize that he got it before everybody else did, and they borrowed from him. It's not the other way around. He did borrow some, you know, some sort of Stephen Foster tunes that were sort of already in the minds of people. They sort of associated those sounds with the West, but he heightened them, and he was a brilliant orchestrator. And so it's just the sound that you want to hear associated with that time period, but then it's just amplified with strings and harp and brass, and it's just thrilling.
A taste of Puccini's classic opera, The Girl of the Golden West, on KLCC, that version conducted by Zubin Mehta and Carol Neblett on the vocals. I'm with Emily Pulley from the Metropolitan Opera, who stars as Minnie in the Eugene Opera production of The Girl of the Golden West. Let's talk a little bit more about Minnie's character and what you want to bring forward out of Minnie in the modern setting here.
I am so fascinated and absolutely in love with this character. I think she's the best heroine in all of opera because she really is, she remains true to herself. She is a strong woman, but she's a soft woman too. You know, so much of the time you get one or the other. You get a tough broad who, you know, can't be, who is invulnerable, or you have a super vulnerable gal who needs to be rescued. And Minnie is the rescuer. And she talks about redemption. And she says, there is no one in all the world for whom a path of redemption isn't open. And then she has to practice that for herself when she understands more about this mysterious stranger. And she gets to sing, again, gets to sing full throttle and then has moments of just real quiet. So you really run the gamut of emotion and character. Minnie is who I hope I would have been if I'd lived in that time and place.
Thank you.
You have done this piece in other contexts previously. How does this particular production stand out in its uniqueness?
This is a sort of a time capsule for me. The first time I did this role was 10 years ago, and it's very exciting that there are some familiar faces from that first outing of this show. The guy playing Rance, Aaron St. Clair Nicholson, who's just terrific, he was my Sonora at Glimmerglass when I did this 10 years ago. And David Lefkowitz, who's the director, was the assistant director on that show. And then Andrew Bazance, our wonderful conductor, was at the festival. He was conducting a different show, but that was when he fell in love with this opera. Coming back here and revisiting that has just been a thrill for me. It's such a difficult piece it's not a chorus piece, it's an ensemble piece. And everyone has such a crucial part to play. It's the same but different because you have different people with different qualities to bring to all these supporting roles. And they are really the heart of this opera.
And here it is, the opera taking place in the Wild West.
Yes.
Finally, it's finally come home in a certain sense.
It has. The name of the mining town is Mount Cloudy. You see, you know, the tops of the pines reaching up through the clouds and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, yeah, you really get it. And feeling that sort of actual sense of the place is, I think it really does add a lot. I think that the Eugene audience, when she starts talking about how great it is to ride down through the mountains into the fields and that sort of stuff, I think that the Eugene audience will really grasp what that's all about.
In the end, I wonder whether the West has gotten any less wild since then or whether wildness is just a different thing now.
Well, you know, the bandits and they take different forms now, I think. But the sense of longing and the sense of wanting to live a life of love and peace away from it all and being able to maybe escape a past that you're not proud of and go into a brighter future, I think these are all very universal themes. And the Old West, you know, for us Americans, that is our mythology. That's really, you know, everybody has a certain nostalgia about the Old West. And no one could write a tune like Puccini. I mean, when you combine it with these great tunes, I think it pulls at something very, very deep that all of us feel. And I just love being a part of that.
Well, we're honored to have you bring Minnie to town.
I'm very delighted to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. Emily Pulley, who stars in the Eugene Opera production of Puccini's classic tale of the Gold Rush era, The Girl of the Golden West. It'll be performed at the Holt Center in Eugene on Friday evening, March 14th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, March 16th at 2:30 p.m. There will also be a talk called How the West Was Sung at noon on Friday, March 14th at the U of O, featuring Eugene Opera director Mark Budair. And the exhibit Women of the Gold Rush West continues through March 30th at the Lane County Historical Museum, Eugene Public Library, White Lotus Gallery, and the Holt Center Lobby. For information and tickets to The Girl of the Golden West, eugeneopera.com and holtcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.